This is Tina Michelle with the Mystic Minute. Today's topic is trust. The saying, expect nothing and you'll never be disappointed, doesn't mean people will always let you down. It means if you cancel your expectations of another, it gives your friends room to show you their true, deep, and inner feelings. Maybe they aren't in the same place you assume them to be, but that doesn't mean to throw the relationship away. It means to adjust your expectations. Then, when they bless you with their loyalty and honor your relationship, it's from a source of love and understanding, not obligation. So the next time you feel betrayed or dishonored by a friend's neglect, ask yourself if you put your expectations on their shoulders. Remember to be a blessing to someone today. Mystic Minute is sponsored by thefestivalofangels.com. This is Tina Michelle, and this is the Mystic Minute. Today's topic is self-love. To thine own self be true. It's an old statement with a variety of interpretations. Perhaps it means to honor ourselves, our wishes, and our dreams before anyone else. So many times we look to others to validate our worthiness. This merely gives away our personal power to an outside source to direct our lives, and usually we end up resenting that very person. When in fact, it's ourselves we become disappointed in. Remember, you were given a life to be in charge of, and you are responsible for it. Don't be frightened to take on that project. Most of the time, you have every tool you need to lead that life, and if not, find them. It will be the most rewarding work you've ever done. Remember to be a blessing to someone today. Mystic Minute is sponsored by thefestivalofangels.com. This is Tina Michelle with the Mystic Minute. Today's topic is gratitude. Many of us have unfulfilled emptiness inside of us that's starving, wanting, and desperate to be satisfied. We attempt to fill the sense of emptiness with more and more experiences, more money, more things. This can sometimes spiral into debt, depression, and regret. Why? The original problem was never addressed. What if the actual answer to this problem was as simple as changing your thinking, as perception is everything? Being grateful is a powerful universal tool. What do I mean? Gandhi said, "I cried because I had no shoes. Then I met a man that had no feet." Simply by changing your perception of your life and the things in it, you can begin again with a fresh outlook. It's the first step towards a new journey. Remember to be a blessing to someone today. The Mystic Minute is sponsored by thefestivalofangels.com. This is Tina Michelle with the Mystic Minute. Today's topic is fortune. If you aren't familiar with the concept of paying it forward, it simply means if you're blessed, you need to pass a blessing forward to someone else. If we all pay it forward, we keep kindness in action. Fortune moves in and out of our lives like the flow of water. When the flow of water is stopped, the riverbed dries up, much like our own finances. It's only with flowing in and flowing out do we keep the waters of fortune moving. As we make a true effort to honor our commitments, assist charities, and remain in gratitude for what we have, we will be blessed. As you provide for others, you provide for yourself. How? The universe sees your confidence in accepting and sharing abundance and sends you more. Even the poorest person appears wealthy in the eyes of another. Remember to be a blessing to someone today. The Mystic Minute is sponsored by thefestivalofangels.com. This is Tina Michelle with the Mystic Minute. Today's topic is intuition. Instinct, discernment, and perception are all words to describe intuition. Your inner voice will always protect and guide you properly. That's why it's instinctual in all of us. That feeling telling us, no, don't do it, should be listened to and acted upon. It's our personality that challenges that truth. Our personality requires us to question, doubt, and rethink our gut reactions. How many times have you entered into an uncomfortable situation because your personality suggests embarrassment if you left the scene, all the while your inner voice shouted, get out now? More often than not, that little voice, your intuition, has saved you time and time again. It's time to embrace this universal gift and rely on your own inner voice to walk you into success. Remember to be a blessing to someone today. The Mystic Minute is sponsored by thefestivalofangels.com. This is Tina Michelle with the Mystic Minute. Today's topic is forgiveness. In our modern society of pride and entitlement, there's a natural default of grudge holding. When we come to understand each other, we understand that people make mistakes. It's through their experience with us that reveals character. Not their character, but rather our own. Unresolved anger and resentment eats at our spirit, and our bodies do not process this well. The saying, not forgiving someone is like drinking rat poison and expecting the rat to die, is so on target. And remember, Gandhi said, the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong. Remember your spirit today by letting go of hurts and forgiving. Remember to be a blessing to someone today. The Mystic Minute is sponsored by thefestivalofangels.com.